Good Tuesday afternoon. Today is March the 12th. It is 3:52. And yes, we are doing Closet Conversations in the afternoon. We had a busy morning, but
in an office.
But
it's as big as a closet.
But we have Joe Liebhart of JNC Creative. Joe is the worship leader at Christ Fellowship Church, and he is willing to do a video with me today, and I'm excited, and I know you guys are excited. So, Joe, do you want to talk a little bit about what we're going to dive into today? We've been on a Bible plan. We've talking about the 10 habits of intimacy with God. Joe and I experienced something today that we want to share with you and encourage you on just being obedient and following the still small voice of Holy Spirit. So, Joe, the intro is done. Take the floor.
All right, I want to read three scriptures. One is Luke 17:14. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. Here's another one, Matthew 10:7. As you go, proclaim the message. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. That was the King James Version. As ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then one more. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort, and all long suffering and teaching. So good.
Yes. So, Joe, why are we talking about those verses? Because, you know, the kingdom of heaven is near. Be ready in season and out of season. And proclaim the message. What is the importance of what are we after today? What's the Father after, rather?
Yeah. So I think it's important to know ahead of time before we dive into the story that wherever you go, there's I don't believe that there's such thing as just simply going somewhere, you know, or just simply going to lunch. There's always a time and a place and an appointed season that God's going to use you in and that he wants to use you in every second of the day. And if every word in the Bible means something, if every moment in the Bible has significance, then every minute of our day has significance.
Wow.
And so what's important to know before we dive right into this is that every minute of your day is significant. Every second of your day is significant. Every breath that we breathe is significant. So when we go to lunch, it's significant,
right?
But you have to listen and you have to understand that in my heart, if I know that I'm ready in and out of season, just like 2 Timothy says, and as I go, I'm going to say the kingdom of God is at hand. So right. Why is that important?
Right.
So we were going to go get lunch today. and so typically on a Tuesday, Cody and I will go sit and we'll bring out the hammer and the shield and sharpen one another. And what was cool is we'll normally go to Panera or something, but we chose to go somewhere else today. And we just wanted to get a salad and just kind of hang out. We were actually going to get the salad and just bring it back to the church and then hang out because it was going to be like a working lunch. A lot of stuff going on with the revival and all that. And so we ended up getting there and I was like, hey, you know, let's just, are we staying? Are we going? Let's just stay. We decided to stay. So we go and we go to sit down, and I even brought my own roasted chickpeas to eat. You know, we had no intention of staying.
Right.
Our food that we had there were in to go bowls.
That's right. Yeah.
And so we sat down and we ate. Yeah. And so we said, Lord, what are you doing? We saw somebody there. And we're like, Lord, is this why you have us here? And then we get to sit down, and that person was no longer there.
Yep.
And then we know more of sat down, and I think I finished my salad.
Yeah.
And you looked behind me and you said, oh my gosh, look who it is. And I said, oh my gosh, look who it is. And then a moment later, Cody just says, Lord, is this why you have us here? And I got up and I ran. I went and gave that woman a hug. I said, it's so good to see you. And I didn't want to interrupt her time because it had been like 10 years or so. And so I just said, hey, you know what? Get your food and then just come say hey before you go. And then what happened?
Well, the thing was is the person that we saw is a pillar of faith. And there have been things that have happened, and like Joe mentioned, 10 years ago, it rocked their world. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those situations where I was in this person's life, and I didn't know the wealth and the treasure that was stored down in deep inside in the spirit of her. And so I was excited just because I saw her, and I had no idea that Joe had any idea of who she was. And so I'm over here thinking, all right, Lord, I'm ready to minister. And then Joe looks back and says, no way. Mm-hmm. And so from there, we invited her over to our table. And at that point, the Lord was already ready to minister, mm-hmm. and had prepared a couple of words actually, mm-hmm. from Joe, and prepared a word through me. And I believe that it was God ordained and for that specific moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you want to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So the long short of that whole story was, like, we walked into this restaurant just ready for whatever. Mm-hmm. We sit down, and the whole time we're like, Lord, what is your purpose for these moments, for this minute? Mm-hmm. And here this significance walks right in the door. And we turn around, and not only was this individual important to Cody, but Cody had no idea how important this individual was to me. 10, 11 years ago, I was so involved with the family, loved them. And then because of they experienced tragedy in their life, you know, they were separated, you know, for a little while, mm-hmm. as they were dealing through that, as anybody would deal with if they've gone through trauma.
Right.
And so this is the first time I had seen her since then. And she's like, oh my God, what are you doing these days? Da 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 da. And we're telling her. And then we find out, you know, years removed from all of that, she said she had found her healing. And what was crazy is that at the beginning of my wife and I's kind of mentorship ministry time, I would use the story of one of their children that would help launch a worship mentorship ministry that Christian and I have done all over the world. And never in a million years did I think that I would be able to share this with her, because I've talked about her son for years with people for so long. And never did I ever think I would be able to tell her that. It didn't even cross my mind, to be honest with you, but here she is sitting right there. And I was like, hey, let me tell you what your son means to me and what he has done in my life and in the lives of people that are now planted all over the world as worship leaders, you know, because of a story and a season and a moment that meant so much to me, mm-hmm. simply because we sat in a restaurant and said, Lord, what do you want to do today?
Right. Right. And the purpose is, if you can't figure that out, the purpose is just being ready. Are you looking for opportunities, mm-hmm. to serve the living God? Because as your heart and your mind are aware, and your spirit is aware and in tune with the Spirit of God, mm-hmm. then He will position you like chess pieces and move you strategically to deposit a word into somebody that, who knows, if God had prepared her heart to receive what was supposed to be released today.
Mm-hmm.
And so the object and the point, the end all be all, is, are you walking in preparedness?
Yeah.
Are you looking for an opportunity to say, God, what is the purpose? Why do you have me here? And when you walk around with that thought and that with the front of your mind, God will use you.
Every time.
Every single time. It's when we get caught up. Now, Joe and I could have been doing this. We could have been checking our phone. We could have been talking. We could have been distracted. But no, we were in the moment, and we were waiting, and we were obedient to say, God, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Why do you have us here? And that is what I pray every single morning. And the thing I told Joe, and we're going to wrap up here in a couple minutes, but the thing I told Joe is, I said, my prayer this morning to Father was, Lord, give me something to write about in my prayer journal today.
Yeah.
And boy, did he give me that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So for those that are out there that saying, oh, I want to be used by God, but I'm not the worship leader. I don't have a devotion and I don't preach every morning. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether he was the worship leader or not. It doesn't matter. God is looking for bodies to use that are willing to be obedient, that are willing to follow Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's all he's looking for.
Right.
So you want to be used by God? You want to have a ministry? Be obedient.
Yeah.
Listen to that still small voice. Like Joe said, we almost went to Panera. I love a tuna fish sandwich from Panera. I do. But I just felt something in me that said, we need to go to Mod Pizza. Mm-hmm. We need to go to Mod and look at what happened.
Yeah.
So you want to wrap up because I know we're getting close to time.
Yeah. What's crazy is that was only the beginning of what God chose to do, because that was story one of about three or four that just happened right after that.
Yeah.
You know, we were ministering to a friend for about an hour, you know, right after that. And then the way that God orchestrated, you know, this crazy thing that seemingly was out of our control.
Right.
You know, I chose to just sit back, and we sat back for a moment and said, Lord, I need you to move.
Yeah.
And I'm surrendered to you and your will right now. So I need you to have your way, because I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
God, I trust you. And he had his way and orchestrated in his God, the way that he orchestrates, you know, the music and our walk and our surrender is so beautiful. And so everything just got taken care of, and we barely had to do anything but just say yes.
Always in perfection and always in our favor. That's how God works. Mm-hmm. If you're just now tuning in, go back and listen to the story. But God always has our best interest in his mind.
Yeah.
So if you're doubting, if you don't know the love of God, or you think that God's against you, I come against that right now, because it was proof in the pudding. The last 3 hours, this afternoon, Joe and I witnessed God's hand moving us strategically like a chess piece and saying, listen, the enemy thinks he's won. The enemy thinks he has us in checkmate, but then he strategically moves somebody that's willing to be moved.
Yeah.
That's in that right place of saying, I Lord, send me. Isaiah 6:8, who will I send?
Yeah.
Send me.
Yeah.
You want God to use you? Pray Isaiah 6:8.
Yeah.
Amen. Want to close this out in prayer, and then I'll have this uploaded to YouTube and the podcast channel within, you know, before 5 p.m. if you want to go back and listen to this. But watch this video, close this out in prayer. I know you have to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And just be reminded that, like, you know, as you go, it's not like I have to think about this time that I'm going to minister to this certain situation. No, it's as you go. We have church to celebrate with fellow believers, and that's great. But we are the church.
Right. That's what Kimberly Craig just said.
Really?
She said, we must go out into the marketplace and be the church. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
What is the purpose of the church? What is the purpose of the four walls? It's to get filled up. But really, we're supposed to be filling ourselves up in the morning. And at night, we're supposed to have that prayer time. We're supposed to have that quiet time. So, anyway, I'm sorry, John.
No,
I'm getting fired up.
Get it.
And I know you have to go. You have to go. Pray us out so we can go and get you on your way.
As you go, minister the gospel, be ready in that season.
Yes.
The appointed time is not something you can curate. It's something that you walk in every day.
Ooh, that's so good.
So, Father, we thank you today. We thank you for these, your people who are either tuning in now or watching later, Father, that you would give them the desire to be the church, not just within the four walls of the church, but to be the actual church that you've called us to be, to go ye out into all the world and all creation and minister the gospel to people as they go. Give them the boldness to say the things that come to their mind, and they're like, Lord, is that you or is that not you? But just to say it.
Yes.
Just to say it.
Because
you don't know. God, teach us. About your people, your bride that needs life change, and our lips have the power of life and death.
Yes.
So, Father, teach us how to use our tongue.
Yes.
Teach us how to use your word.
Mm.
Bless your people in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a wonderful day. We will see you tomorrow morning around 8:30. Thanks for tuning in today. Have a great rest of your day.